Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Thank you for a new day, new truth, new light for our lives. Bless this word in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah, family. Psalm 102, and it's verses 15 to 17.
Nations will fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth will fear your glory. For the Lord builds up Zion, he appears in his glory. He regards the prayer of the destitute and does not despise their prayer.
Hallelujah. Nations will fear the name of the Lord. All the kings of the earth will fear your glory. I love that scripture where it says every knee will bow, every tongue will confess Jesus as Lord. And that's the reality. That's who he is. But it goes on, for the Lord builds up Zion. He appears in his glory. Now, when we understand, you know, that the Old Testament was very much a shadow and the New Testament is a reality. The Old Testament was a shadow of Jerusalem, where all the good things, the covenants came from, the prophets came from, the understanding of God, and that he's the maker of all things, and that we missed the mark. But in Jesus, we have now he has sorted out the mark. He has done what is necessary, and that's a beauty, you know. The Zion, Mount Zion in the Old Testament, and is now the kingdom of God. We've gone through that, Hebrews 12:22. We've come to Mount Zion, the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God, and then speaks about the kingdom. So the realities are now here in Jesus. All the realities have come, and it's so important, just like the Jewish nation that never saw him as precious. The stone the builders rejected, they rejected him. And then we see the horribleness of rejecting him is when he cried out there over Jerusalem, and he says how he would have longed how I would have longed to bring you and watch over you like a hen would over his chickens, but you were not willing. So that's the key, guys. We got to know about this covenant, know that the kingdom realities that we were predestined for, the kingdom realities that God had in mind when he said, let us make man in our image and likeness. The kingdom of realities that we saw in Adam and Eve before the fall, walking with God, being obedient, ruling and reigning. Those are the kingdom realities that were always in the heart of God, but the mankind lost it in the old covenant. But in Jesus now, those kingdom realities have come back now. He came, and it's so beautifully, he didn't just like Adam, just came as a fully grown being, walking in maturity, walking in the Spirit, walking in tune with his God, ruling and reigning. Jesus came like a baby. Why? To identify with us, you know, because we all come in as babies. And so Jesus came in as a baby and showed the way. He grew in wisdom. He found favor with God and man, and he stayed in the perimeters that was laid out for him, first with his family in the Jewish culture, right up to the age where the Spirit of the Lord came upon him and then led him out in power. And that's the beauty of the kingdom. He showed there the beauty of the kingdom, but in its fullness. Spirit of the Lord is upon me, has anointed me to set free the captives, break the yoke of wickedness. But before that, the whole walk that is so necessary for us to take, to come to that place where we wholly set apart by God, wholly set apart by for a unique purpose and destiny. Yesterday I woke up with that the Lord just showed me clearly, and I just woke up with it, that the holy is being wholly busy with God and his agenda. So you are in tune when you are in tune with God, with what he's got to say. You hears my word and does it. He's like a wise man building his house on the rock. And that's not hearing it secondhand, it's hearing it from God. And then when you're busy with that, you're holy. Now the next person, he's made by God, called by God, he's been born again, he's in fellowship with the saints, been faithful, available, and teachable, and God speaks to him. To be holy, he needs to stay in tune with God is saying to him, and you need to stay in tune with what God is saying to you. So it's a unique, it's very intimate, and it's unique, but it's moving into the meat of the word. It's moving into the kingdom realities that you were made for. You are God's workmanship for good works laid out for you. So yes, the good works will include all the baby stuff, but it will come to a place where God entrusts you like he trusted Moses, entrusts you like he trusted Noah by faith for unique a destiny and inheritance. And this is what God has got for us. There's many funny ideas of this redemption and what it entails, but the picture of Jesus's life is the clarity, my brothers and sisters. As my Father sent me, so I send you. The works that I do, you shall also do. As much as the Father loves me, he loves you. So we need to see that. And that's how the kingdom realities of with man was seen in Jesus. Then he died so that we can have it. And so that's what we need to understand. That's what we're moving into. We're moving into the measure and the stature, the fullness of Christ, being the sons that creation has been waiting for being the lights in every kingdom, because this kingdom of those worlds are the kingdoms of our Lord. So whether it's politics, sport, building, ESCOM, God's people need to be there. And they are the ones that have the anointing of God to build up, to bless. And those that haven't, they need to come to their knees and repent. And then God can start building up them for their purpose. And this is what it's saying here in this last verse of our readings this morning. God does not neglect the destitute. And we've all had to come to that place of realizing we are not what we are supposed to be. There's a God-created vacuum in each and every one of us, and therefore we had to surrender to God's will, to his kingdom, to his destiny, his plan, and then we can become relevant. And this is what God has made available now for the uplifting of the heavenly Jerusalem, to extend his kingdom on this earth as it is in heaven. So be blessed, guys, that the goodness of God is here. The favor of God is here today. If you hear my voice, do not harden your heart. So stay in tune with God and develop on schedule. Be blessed as you arise and shine. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.